Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include protesters in New York, Washington, D.C., Berlin, and Hamburg call on China to reissue Falun Gong practitioners' passport. U.S. report on international religious freedom for 2015. Persecution of Falun Gong continues in China. Newspaper report raises questions. 10 kidney transplants in one day at Dongfeng Company General Hospital. Letter from Wang Jiwen. What happened after my 2014 release from prison? Jilin man arrested once again after 8 years away from home. And child of Chinese immigrants benefits from practicing Falun Gong. Now for the stories. Protesters in New York, Washington, D.C., Berlin, and Hamburg call on China to reissue Falun Gong practitioners' passport. The absurdity of the Chinese legal system has once again shocked the international community, including those who have repeatedly experienced it, and has triggered protests in major cities in the United States and Germany. It started with the Chinese regime refusing to allow Falun Gong practitioner Mr. Wang Jiwen to travel out of the country. Wang, 67, a railway engineer and a well-known coordinator of the former China Falun Dafa Association, was arrested on July 20, 1999, and sentenced to a 16-year prison term. He was released in October 2014 and has since been under house arrest. As previously reported, Wang's passport application was unexpectedly approved in January 2016. His daughter, Danielle Wang, a U.S. citizen, and her husband went to Beijing recently to help him get a visa. But the border patrol in Guangzhou, Guangdong province, revoked his passport and blocked his travel abroad without giving a reason on August 6, 2016, right before they tried to leave China. Danielle was told that the cancellation was ordered by the Ministry of Public Security. She has not been able to contact her father since she and her husband returned to the U.S. empty-handed after the incident. Falun Gong practitioners and supporters held protests yesterday in front of the Chinese consulates and embassies in New York, Washington, D.C., Berlin, and Hamburg, Germany. Danielle and her husband spoke at the rally in New York. She told supporters that she has written to many government offices, including President Obama, asking for help to rescue her father. Dr. Li Tianxiao, one of the speakers at the rally, pointed out that bringing to justice the major culprit in the persecution, former communist head Jiang Zemin, is the only way to end the persecution of Falun Gong in China, as many of his followers are still controlling the Chinese legal system.
U.S. report on international religious freedom for 2015. Persecution of Falun Gong continues in China. The International Religious Freedom Report for 2015, published by the U.S. Department of State on August 10, 2016, said China still exercised state control over religion and restricted freedoms of religious belief. In particular, Falun Gong, Catholics, human rights lawyers, and some other groups are among the main targets. The report also mentioned Wang Jiwen, one of the volunteer coordinators for Falun Dafa Research Society, who had been in prison for 15 years, saying Wang Jiwen continued to be held under house arrest after his October 2014 release from prison. He was reported to be in poor health and lacking adequate medical care. The U.S. Department of State publishes this report every year to follow the religious freedom status in countries around the globe. China was often found to restrict freedom of religious belief. The reports have been many citations from articles published on the Minghui website. According to the report, the suppression of Falun Gong is continuing, and under the instruction of the 610 offices, many Falun Gong practitioners have been arrested and mistreated. References to Minghui articles. Minghui articles were referenced numerous times in the report. For example, saying, according to a report published by Minghui, a U.S.-based news organization affiliated with Falun Gong, Fujian province officials intimidated, kidnapped, abducted, sentenced, or sent to re-education camps 13 members of Falun Gong in the first half of the year. Among them, three were sentenced to prison, and one died in police detention. International organizations and media reported detentions of Falun Gong practitioners continued to increase around sensitive dates. The report stated, authorities instructed neighborhood communities to report Falun Gong members to officials and offered monetary rewards to citizens who informed on Falun Gong practitioners. Lawyers discouraged to defend Falun Gong practitioners. The report continued saying, many lawyers defending Falun Gong members were forbidden from meeting with their clients, faced harassment by police or officials from the Justice Department, and were threatened with revocation of their professional licenses unless they withdrew to allow for replacement by a court-appointed lawyer. Lawyers were unable to exercise normal legal functions in all Falun Gong-related court trials, such as by presenting defense statements or evidence or witnesses. Some lawyers were expelled by the judge on site and ejected from the court by police. Incidents of Chinese government interference with Falun Gong activities abroad were also reported.
Newspaper report raises questions. 10 kidney transplants in one day at Dongfeng Company General Hospital. It has been reported that the organ transplant center at Dongfeng Company General Hospital in Xi'an City, Hubei Province, completed 10 kidney transplants in one day. Given that Xi'an is a smaller city, this raises questions regarding the source of the organs. The Xi'an Evening News published an article titled Organ Transplants Make Xi'an Famous on July 14, 2016. It reported in great length about the history of this hospital's organ transplant center. The hospital transplanted 10 kidneys, 3 corneas, and 1 parathyroid in one day in 2000. The article highlighted the fact that organ transplants had become routine and that the hospital was capable of performing multiple transplants on a single day. The report said that the hospital had completed over 800 transplants since 1979. Of these 800 transplants, only 81 of the cases involved donation-after-death kidney transplants and one case of donation-after-death liver transplantation since the development of the donation-after-death program in 2013. The article pointed out that the organ supply had greatly decreased in 2013. A plausible reason for the diminishing supply of organs was the international community openly condemning the Chinese Communist Party for their inhuman practice of harvesting of organs through the killing of innocents. The article also mentioned that the hospital is now restarting certain operations that were suspended due to organ supply shortage. Large-scale organ transplant operations started on a national level in 2000. But after being restricted, starting in 2013, the number of transplants at the Dongfeng Company Hospital is again increasing. It is hoped that the international community will pay attention to this matter and continue to reproach the Chinese Communist Party for its state-sanctioned murder of Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience.
Letter from Wang Jiwen. What happened after my 2014 release from prison? Danielle Wang was 19 when her father, Wang Jiwen, was arrested on July 20, 1999, and later sentenced to 16 years in prison. The elder Wang, 67, was one of the first coordinators of the former China Falun Dafa Association to be arrested when the Chinese Communist Party launched its persecution of the spiritual practice on July 20, 1999. About 2 years after Mr. Wang's release, his daughter and son-in-law, both U.S. citizens, traveled to China to help him secure immigration documents to join them in the States. Ms. Wang said, I was initially very happy and optimistic, as my father got his passport and immigration visa smoothly. I thought for sure we'd be able to bring him out of China. Her dream was shattered at the border control in Guangzhou, Guangdong Province, on August 6, 2016. She told a reporter, without any reason, they cut off one corner of my father's passport. They told me the Ministry of Public Security ordered the cancellation of the passport. While the father and daughter were separated again, Mr. Wang managed to submit the following personal account to the Mingwei website. I am Wang Jiwen. The following is what happened to me after my prison release. I was taken straight to a brainwashing center in Changping County on my day of release, October 18, 2014. I wasn't allowed to go home until 1 week later. I found 4 surveillance cameras installed near my apartment, with 2 people on duty monitoring me around the clock. My neighbors all knew why those people were there each and every day. The local street committee and property management office also kept an eye on me at all times. My phone was tapped too. The constant monitoring of me not only interfered with my daily life, but also made it hard to have normal social interactions with other people. I had been thinking about joining my daughter in the U.S. ever since my release, but my first passport application in November 2014 was rejected, with no written explanations given as required by law. The police simply told me that I was not eligible because I was still under house arrest. I tried again in January of this year, and to my surprise, it soon got approved. Beginning in July 2016, the authorities intensified their monitoring of me. They had 2 people shadow me everywhere I went. In the past, the agents usually kept a distance from me, but now they were right by my side. I managed to slip away that night and embarked on my journey to Guangzhou to apply for my immigration visa. They tracked me down as I was going through required examinations in a medical center in Guangzhou. On August 5th, more than 2 agents showed up at my rental place. Fortunately, my landlord drove them away. The next morning, I was ready to leave China for the U.S. when I was stopped at the airport. The border control agent processing me looked at his computer and wondered, "Have you ever lost your passport? The system says it's been revoked." He went on to say, "There is no reason stated here. It simply says it was canceled by the Ministry of Public Security." He next cut off one corner from my passport. It has been a long journey since I started planning my immigration to the U.S. It took me almost 2 years to secure the required legal documents. I didn't expect my journey to end like this. I am sharing my experience with the public so people will know what the Chinese regime is doing to prevent citizens from reuniting with families.
Jilin Man arrested once again after 8 years away from home. Mr. Teng Qijun from Tumen, Jilin Province, was arrested at his residence on the afternoon of May 12, 2016. Many valuables were confiscated from his home, including 20,000 yuan in cash. This was not the first time that Mr. Teng had been arrested. He had been arrested multiple times in the past and detained and sent to a brainwashing center 3 times. He was also sentenced to a labor camp twice and was subjected to brutal torture simply because he refused to renounce his belief in Falun Gong. He was also fired from his job at an oil refinery company. To escape further harassment, he was forced to leave his home and live on the streets in 2008 after his latest release from the labor camp. 8 years later, he was arrested again. He is currently out on bail due to high blood pressure. Details of recent arrest. Mr. Teng was at his residence on May 12, 2016, when police from the Longtang District Police Station came knocking at his door. Upon opening it, the police walked in and pinned him to the ground. They handcuffed him to the bed and knocked his glasses to the floor. He tried to explain the facts about Falun Gong to them while they raided his house. The police refused to listen and gagged him with one of the socks he was wearing. The police took away all the items in the room, including multiple cell phones, network set-top boxes, old computer machines, a printer, a camera, a set of tools, and Falun Gong books. They also confiscated 20,000 yuan in cash. Mr. Tang's head was covered with a bag when he was taken away. It was raining outside, and he had no coat or shoes on. Upon reaching the police station, his hands were handcuffed behind his back and tied to a metal chair. He was interrogated, but he refused to answer the police's questions. The next day, he was taken to another police station and locked in a metal cage. When he still refused to answer any questions, he was taken to the Shulan Brainwashing Center. On the third day, May 14th, 2 people came and told him to cooperate with them so that a lighter sentence will be given to him. He rejected the offer and tried persuading them not to be involved in the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. From May 16th to 23rd, a man administered brainwashing sessions to him every day. On the afternoon of May 23rd, he was given a detention slip and asked to sign it. Mr. Tang refused to comply and was taken to the hospital for a medical examination. The result showed that his blood pressure was extremely high. After the examination, he was taken to the Jilin Detention Center, but the center refused to accept him due to his high blood pressure. The police had no choice but to bring him back to the police station. The police said that he could return home if he provided his family details. Instead, Mr. Tang requested that his house keys be returned to him. Mr. Tang was then sent home. However, the money confiscated from his home was deemed to be bail and not returned to him. Mr. Tang's background. Mr. Tang, 48, had Guillain-Barré syndrome, muscle weakness caused by the immune system damaging the nervous system, at the age of 16. He tried many Qigong practices, but none could cure his illness. In May 1996, he was introduced to Falun Gong and started practicing it. He recovered completely from the illness 1 month later. Falun Gong had turned him into a healthy person.
Child of Chinese immigrants benefits from practicing Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioner Li Yan, 16, lives in Dublin, the capital of the Republic of Ireland. He immigrated to Ireland with his parents when he was 1 year old. He has been practicing Falun Gong with his mother. Practicing Falun Gong has given him wisdom and helped him focus on his studies. He is an outstanding student and brings home excellent grades. In his spare time, he participates in different Falun Gong activities. Most of the time, he and fellow practitioners peacefully appeal for the release of practitioners in China who are persecuted by the Chinese Communist Party. Despite his young age, he has talked to European Parliament members face to face about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Peaceful appeal to the European Parliament. More than 30 practitioners, with Li being the youngest and the only high school student, performed the Falun Gong exercises on the lawn outside the European Parliament in Strasbourg, France, on June 7, 2016. They peacefully appealed to European Parliament members for legislation that addresses the persecution of practitioners in China. He stayed in Strasbourg for 3.5 days, despite extremely hot weather, as well as occasional strong winds and rain. He said that he avoided feeling tired by doing the Falun Gong exercises. I felt relaxed after practicing the exercises. This was his first time meeting with European Parliament members. The practitioners talked to the members about the state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. Talking about Falun Gong at school. Many young practitioners talk about Falun Gong and the persecution to people they come across in their daily lives. Li is no exception. He attends a private school in Dublin. He said, "The people in that school have a predestined relationship with me. I talk to them about Falun Gong and the persecution." For example, his friends once asked him why he did not participate in their weekend activities. He said, "I partook in the Falun Dafa Information Day activities and explained the persecution of Falun Gong in China to people." He then talked to his friends about the CCP's crimes of harvesting organs from living Falun Gong practitioners. He said his classmates expressed their support for Falun Gong. Li hopes to visit China again. He went to China when he was 4 years old, but for the past 12 years he has not been able to visit China again because he and his mother practice Falun Gong. He hopes that he can soon visit there again. He said, "I visited China when I was only 4 years old, and I do not remember much about that visit. However, I have a good feeling about it. I have seen the photos. I hope I can go back to visit again soon."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.